Welcome to this podcast produced for Business Lincolnshire as part of the Fit for Business programme. Hi, I'm Guy Lewis and we're joined today by Caroline Wilson, a digital trainer and founder of Hot Toddy. Caroline joins us for the first of our series of podcasts around social media. So how are you, Caroline?
I'm really well, thank you.
Good, good, good. And how's work been this week?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, really good. Exciting. Yeah. I've been to Barnard Castle.
Fantastic, fantastic. So today, what are we discussing?
We're going to talk about social media objectives, if that's okay.
That's absolutely really okay. So what's important about setting objectives? Why are we doing that?
Well, because I was like saying when I was in Barnard Castle yesterday, that you wouldn't get on a bus or a train without a destination in mind. Mm-hmm. And social media, you want to be able to track your return on investment, but if you haven't got any objectives, what are you tracking? So it's sort of giving it a little bit more focus, isn't it, for any business, and having a destination in mind that you're working towards, and it's accountability and something to review.
Okay, so plotting that course, knowing when you get to the destination.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and then better. So, what do typical objectives look like? What sort of stuff would you set yourself or your business?
Well, it depends. If you're looking for like more brand exposure, you might want to go on impressions, or if you're looking for engagement, obviously there's an engagement rating. But you would think if you wanted more clicks through to your website, is it, you know, can you do click-throughs? What actually are you looking for? Whether you're looking at a business objective that you actually have, and how can this one tool work towards that overall business objective so that it's all going in one direction rather than it being a standalone activity? Because when it's a standalone activity, you don't see the purpose of it. You're not motivated to do it. It's like something that gets left to the back of the heap. But whereas if it's in the overall business objectives and you're moving in a bigger strategy and it has purpose and meaning, then you're more encouraged to do it, aren't you?
Yeah. So you sort of say, so really picking, so you said brand exposure, that's almost like if you're launching or if you're changing or you're trying to really get yourself out. So that would be an objective, you'd say, actually just to get more people to know who you are.
Yeah. I mean, if you're sort of like you're quite an established, or you've got a new location, or you're launching a new service and there's maybe a different customer audience, or you need more people or an event. Yeah. You want brand awareness, don't you? To get people aware of what you're doing so they can know, like, and trust you, if you like. And that really, really, I think it massively helps if it has a meaning and a purpose. So then each post can be a bit sculpted towards it, and you might put a little bit of a plan behind it, which we're going to all come on to. But I think it all just helps giving it purpose, because if you don't have a reason to do something, you're not going to do it, are you?
No, not at all. No, I know that from experience. Absolutely. Well, in fact, we discussed, you know, unless you plan something in, it goes to the bottom of the pile. It goes to, you know, well, it's not going to happen. So setting why we're going to do it. So you're setting objectives. And you're trying to build up some sort of some social media following, or you said what was the word you used? Impressions. So that's a sort of, it's about volume then, isn't it? That's about gaining people to look at you. And then what you're trying to do against that? What you're trying to achieve with that, with them objectives?
Well, you're hoping
you did mention that, like, no, like, trust.
Yeah.
And I guess that's K for no, not N for no.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I suppose building up your brand awareness and being able to sort of measure what's important to you in your business gives it all, like, you have a mission in your business, don't you? And then your social media can follow in that same vein. So it's all a cohesive activity. So if somebody walked in the studio and saw you in a studio or a shop, or spoke to you on email or picked up the telephone, that actually what they see online on your website, it all ticks and marries up. That it's the same sort of message, the same the same trust building. It sort of all fits together. So having these objectives and making it, setting a goal, I think you're, even though this line to sort of success is very wiggly, isn't it? You're still sort of making progress, aren't you, by getting consistent and having something to focus on. And I feel like it's social media, they sort of think that you should be like, boom, it's a brilliant thing, like straight away we can go viral. However, it's much more, we know in business when we start, you maybe set out with one thing in mind, and then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, however many years later, you're doing something totally different. Like, I know when I started early on, I would manage accounts like 10 years ago, and that's what I did for the first sort of 5 years of my business. But then as time's gone on, it's evolved and changed to something different. And we'll find that in every business, that it easily changes. So I think it's good to have a purpose, in like a goal in mind.
Yeah, Yeah, and things do change, and that's where reviews come in. And I'm sure that comes later on in some of our chats as well. So it's not an overnight success, is what you're saying.
No.
You know, you, it's a build-up of things. And I guess you sort of, so you don't go from sort of naught to 100 miles an hour. This is something that, even in terms of you doing something, you need to take time to get it going. So sort of, you know.
Definitely. So I think 100% exactly what you're saying is that some people might do it for 4 days and say, oh, there's nothing happened. Like, I've done this for 4 days. And you will say, you've got to manage your expectations. When you are learning an instrument, a language, mm-hmm. or going to the gym, you don't just go to your end goal within a week. It's the same sort of applying those same sort of rules to this. And the line of success, like I said, is really wiggly, isn't it? And it's remembering, be kind to yourself. Like, do your day one. Yeah, 5, 10 years ago when I started, you could easily grow hundreds of followers within 2, 3, 4 weeks. It's a different ball game now because there's so many more people on social media. There's so many more platforms to be on.
Yeah.
And it just takes that little bit longer. People have got established accounts. If they've been on Facebook 10 years, they're not, when was the last time you liked somebody, like a new business or added a friend? It's not been, people aren't in that mindset the same as they were. So I think it's a very different strategy you've got to have, I think.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and I guess there's also things like about timing of doing things. You know, you sort of so when is a good time to start your social media? I don't know. Are there you know key bits to that? Is that more in our planning bits? Is that what okay? We'll leave that for a minute and just come back to that later on. Okay, so you mentioned about things like your mission and your company values and how your objectives can be sort of should wrap around that. How does that work?
Well, I suppose as a small business, it sounds quite grand, your mission, but we all have a reason why, and we all have maybe, I don't know, like a strap line in your business or non-negotiables or like your ethos or something that you really, your brand values that you really hold strong.
Mm-hmm.
So it maybe could be that you have that in mind so it can be entangled in all your content, whether it's like, you know, Nike, just do it, or maybe it's like, you maybe always sign off with a particular, you know, three words, or there's a way that you like to brand something to be able to share.
Yeah, yeah.
That actually they are our values. That's what we hold true. We live and breathe them and we share them online, and sort of maybe stepping up to those a little bit so that they can be incorporated. So it's all a cohesive marketing activity.
Okay.
Helping you move towards even more delivering that, if you want, mission in your business. Because we all do have a reason why we started our business, whether, you know, like multiple different reasons, but it's thinking, actually, if you think when you're doing your first live, because people say this to me, oh God, it's absolutely horrendous, it's so awful. And I said, yeah, but what, you're just the messenger. Just imagine you're the messenger and you are delivering your why. Why did you start this business? And it's not about your hair, your makeup, what you're wearing. It's about your purpose with your business and why and how you help and why you started it. And that, if you can think of a customer sat at the other side of the room and imagine you're just talking to them like you would in a conversation like we're having now, and just thinking, right, I need to get this message across and I'm just the deliverer. And it's not about me.
Yeah.
It's just about what my business is about and why I'm doing it.
Yeah,
so I suppose that really sort of, I think, helps maybe ground you and sort of say, actually, my business is bigger than me. Do you know what I mean? And it's not, it's, yeah, even though people like to know about you in the business, it's not always, you know, it's not you. You don't want to make it too super personal, do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you've got that in mind, it does sort of give it a bit more, I don't know, pack some more punches, doesn't it?
Okay. And therefore, your objectives are related to your mission, to your brand, to your values. And therefore, getting that right objective is really key. Otherwise, you're not measuring the right thing. You're sort of measuring apples against pears or something of that form.
Yeah. Yeah. And we all are in business for different reasons, aren't we? And people love to know why. Mm-hmm. How did this all happen? What's your why? And that sort of making people know, like, and trust you even more, isn't it? If they can sort of feel that you're living and breathing your mission and sort of buying into you even more.
My name's Guy Lewis, and you're with myself and Caroline Wilson discussing social media objectives. So what's the simplest objective we could look at?
So the most sort of, I'd say, versatile for any business is business looking at engagement. So measuring your engagement stats. So they're on any platform, and you'll be able to measure that weekly, daily, monthly, quarterly, whatever.
And what are these engagement stats? What are they? What do they look like? I mean, so, I'm guessing things like views or something?
Yeah, so it'll be views, it'll be likes, it'll be comments, shares, and also there's sort of like a secret metric where people, if they hover, you also get engagement on that. You know, if somebody looks at something in the newsfeed for a few couple more seconds, so they don't actually engage, you know, all the stalkers out there that see your content but never engage, that also massively helps in the algorithm as well. They're like, oh, it is engaging because they spent 2 seconds on it. So okay. Therefore, a video, if it's they watch more than 15 seconds, or you have a carousel of pictures, so like more than one, mm-hmm. All things like that, really, really good, even if they don't engage. So you can sort of, if you're thinking, oh, my stats are a bit low, actually, I don't really get much engagement, there is that sort of secret little metric, if you like, that's hard to measure, but also the algorithm knows it's happening, which is great.
Okay. And are they in a sort of sending order or descending, which is the most insignificant? Is that a hover? And is a like better than a comment, or is a comment better than a like?
Yeah, so I would say a like is like, a share is like 3 points.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's a point system, a comment is like 2 points.
Okay.
A like is like 1 point. And then obviously the secret metric of hovering of those people that are watching but aren't saying they're watching. So I think that they're really, really great. And obviously what we can't equate for is those people that screenshot stuff and then that talk about it or email stuff or send something in the direct message. So you don't get to see that either, which is obviously really rapid, you know, with WhatsApp, because you can share things now to WhatsApp, which is brilliant. But we don't get to see that, do we? The hidden, hidden engagement, if you like.
And you talked about analytics and you talked about the algorithm. So what's the algorithm? What's that? And so we've got an objective, we're trying to get engagement. We've got all that different bits of the likes, the shares, the comments, the secret stuff as well. what we're trying to do for the algorithm, or what is the algorithm maybe for?
Well, so the algorithm is the way your newsfeed works and how the information in the newsfeed is displayed on any given platform. So the algorithm displays if you search, let's say you've got a golf hobby, and you're searching golfing or fishing, it will show you more of that. And if you have a particular shop that you go to and buy your fishing tackle from, it'll show you more of that because you like and you engage with that. And a really simple just example is as well, if you have a friend that you potentially went to school with but then moved to New Zealand 15 years ago or whatever, and you actually haven't done anything that Facebook or anywhere has seen you tag together, or you haven't got any memories together or posts together, and there's no sort of online relationship, that person will just not exist in your feed. It won't pop up because what they want you to do is to show you more stuff that you like and stuff that resonates with you, and people that you have things in common with and you do stuff with. So then it's a really great place to be, because if it's full of really unrelated content, you'll bounce out of it really a lot quicker. Whereas if you're seeing stuff that's relevant to do with your hobbies and the people that are your friends and your family, that newsfeed is a lot more exciting, isn't it? And you're going to engage with it. So it's a lot more community.
Okay, so I get that. So is engagement then really the sort of the holy grail, really?
Oh, definitely, yeah. So I would say absolutely paramount, because if you're popping stuff out there and not getting any engagement, it's demoralising, isn't it? But it means that you maybe need to review what does success look like in your business, like what has got engagement in the last 6 months, what really has worked well, what sort of time of day was that, what sort of form of content was that, can you replicate that success? So actually, some people find actually it was as simple yesterday as somebody showing me a reel where they popped a scarf on in a field, not even 15 seconds. And another example, somebody walking up to their shop and opening it. You know, tiny little things that are very organic and simple and easy, but actually got loads of interaction. But interestingly, quite both one with a person in and then one, obviously a person bobbling along, but nothing actually, like really, really simple. So sometimes we overthink it and can create content that we think is absolutely perfect, or I call canvaed to death, you know, where you style it and you become a graphic designer, and then you've got loads of wording on there that no one can read because they can't zoom in if it's on Instagram. So they're like, can you see this? And you're like, I can't read it. And then if you can't read it and you can't understand it, it's not super simple and easy, we just go, oh, scroll, and it's gone.
No, that makes a lot of sense. So engagement and actually, and interaction with that. So rather than just hovering or just reading it, actually more about actually, let's say, sharing, commenting on or liking. Okay. So you talked about many challenges. You talked about then about Instagram, but are there different channels for different objectives, or is it all about engagement? But then maybe there's channels that are better to engage with certain demographics or certain things?
Oh, 100%. So you might be thinking, actually, if you're an architect, for instance, we just want an online portfolio of our amazing work. Mm-hmm. And actually, you've got an agency and you want to recruit talent. So you're thinking, we want the fresh talent, seeing our stuff on Instagram and thinking, brilliant, we want to work there. Or potentially you have a 10, 5, 15, whatever year plan to sell your practice, and you want it to have an online presence because that's more desirable, that it's already mm-hmm. got an online presence and a captive audience. If you like, so you can have that sort of element.
So that's very visual. Instagram, very visual.
Very visual.
Why would you not do that if you're
brilliant
visual?
Before and afters, amazing showcasing of your work, and for anybody inspiring, you know, budding people, because it's majority under 34, 75% are under 34 on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But then you might have, again, you might be in retail or hospitality and think, oh, TikTok, amazing, because 75% are under 24 on TikTok.
Right, so that's a massive super young audience.
And you then might think, oh, actually, I'm in retail, hospitality, maybe a career here, and showcasing the culture in your organisation. So, like, it's a great, brilliant place to work. Look what our staff do. McDonald's do a great example of this. They let their staff on the drive-through do any sorts of videos or whatever they want to showcase how fun it is at mm-hmm. McDonald's. So it's like you can take little hints from bigger companies in sort of the same industry, even if you're on a smaller scale. And then you might think, like LinkedIn, for instance, it's about people. So if you are like more professional, like an accountant or a solicitor, you might want to start building your brand and thinking, actually, do I want my own consultancy? Like, think about what you're sharing for your next job, because it's massively into mm-hmm. recruitment. I think it's 3 hires worldwide are made every minute on LinkedIn.
Wow.
But it was set up by recruiters 20 years ago, essentially an online CV. So it's absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. If you are in a professional career and you think, ooh, I maybe want to be moving up the ladder. So thinking about what you're sharing from maybe where you work, but how you've maybe helped that case study or that job or that service or that event to make it personal to you.
Mm-hmm. And again, still with that objective in mind, putting content out there, what you're trying to get out of that.
Yeah, and what's your end goal? So whether it's about personal brand or brand awareness, but all the time thinking, I think that engagement is probably the best thing that you can have, because if people are engaging with it, they're obviously resonating with it, and, you know, it's really, really good, isn't it? And you're going to get out to more people. So how it works as well is, if there's no sort of engagement, it doesn't circulate, but you can find that posts will last 2-3 days. I mean, you can go on LinkedIn and I can see something from last week mm-hmm. because it's got more engagement, so it'll pop back up.
Back to your algorithms again.
Yeah.
So more engagement, the more longer it stays there.
Yeah.
Great, okay.
Definitely.
So I get that.
And Instagram as well, that will recirculate 3-4 days, you can see something. And TikTok, even more fascinating and really exciting, that content from 5 years ago can, if it's trending again, can go viral again. So you can have a video with maybe 1,000 views, and then if that topic becomes popular, what you're talking about, it can go viral again. So it's sort of, they're really tapping into that evergreen content, which mm-hmm. is brilliant, because I have heard people say, oh, I deleted that because it didn't get much engagement. So they're worried about how it looks, but I'm saying, oh, but actually now people are really, stuff can recirculate mm-hmm. and can go viral years down the line. So it just depends what people are searching for and if it comes back popular. So don't delete your content.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So how often should I review my objectives? Do I review them, change them, move them, whatever?
I would say I found in my experience that monthly is too soon. It's almost like not enough time to get enough data. So if you're posting 1 or 2 times a week, for instance, on any given platform, or over several platforms posting 2 or 3 times a week, it's not really a lot of content for weeks, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you might get, I think it's a month comes and goes so quickly, doesn't
it?
And especially if you're the only person in your business and you've got no one to hold you accountable or no one just prompting that suggestion. I quite like to work, but we'll come on to this, in planning is sort of like 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you've got a bit more of a chunk and it's a bit more seasonal, but we'll speak about that. But
so,
yes.
So give it time.
Don't
jump in and keep chopping and changing. Almost set something, let it run for a reasonable period, like say a few months, and then you can sort of start to decide what was good, what was bad, and not chopping and changing and trying to react, because you're not going to get, you know, instant sort of huge following. It's something that takes
slow. And it's sort of thinking, right, 4 days in, be realistic. If you're trying to like learn that new hobby skill, learn a language, 4 days in, think if you did two German lessons, you did not know German.
Yeah.
So it's too soon. And everything I believe is on the other side of consistency. So just thinking, right, I'm plotting this in, I've got a bit of a plan. And if you are consistent, I think I listened to a podcast where somebody had vlogged for 100 days his business, and he said we didn't get any work. Every single day we did it, and 6 months it took to get any work through the door from doing that. And if you're thinking that's every single day in his agency, he's done that to share, and he just said he wished he'd done it sooner because there would have been more changes, like going from bigger offices and more staff and things. But he said when we did do it, really, really amazing, but for 6 months nothing came through the door. So if you're thinking after 4 months, I've maybe posted 2 or 3 times a week and, oh, it's not much different. It is a bit, keep going, basically. And you think of like Dyson as an example. They did like 1,200 Dysons before he had actually one to sell, didn't like all the great things. If you just think, we all know it. Actually, it's a bit of time and a bit of consistency and we'll get there.
Yeah, don't happen overnight.
Definitely.
Okay, as a summary, what are your top tips for setting objectives?
Use your mission or your why to make it all combined, and measure one metric. Don't go in and go, all right, I'm going to measure 40 different metrics. So maybe, just say, right, I'm going to do my engagement for the month or for so many months and just measure that one stat. Because we know with these stats and statistics, analytics, insights, whatever you want to call them, if you're into that, you could be measuring everything. And then if you're not into it, it's quite overwhelming. Maybe just pick one stat and think, that's what I'm going to measure. And think, how does it affect your overall business objectives? How is that incorporated into your marketing? So it's not just a standalone activity. And we'll talk about that in planning. I have a really good tip on that.
Great. So look at your engagement, set one parameter and give it time.
Definitely look at what success looks like for your business currently. So what has been your top post?
Okay.
And see if you can identify, is there a pattern? Is there a time of day? Is there a type of post? Is there a type of content that you're putting out there? What has worked well in the last 6 months, 3 months, however long you want to do? And pinpoint sort of the top 5 posts and try to move forward with those in mind, because that really, really helps. Because you've already got the metrics there, even though you haven't been planning, you have already done bits. So there is definitely something to work from.
Well, thanks for that, Caroline, and thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to a Business Lincolnshire podcast. Look out for the next episode. If you're listening on the Business Lincolnshire YouTube channel, don't forget to give us a thumbs up or subscribe down below. If you're on your favourite podcast platform, then remember to follow the show. More information at businesslincolnshire.com.